This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Padres back in action after the off day, taking on the Colorado Rockies.
Padres in their City Connect, pink and mint. The Rockies in their purple tops with the gray pants. A home run for Brandon Rodgers, his eighth of the year. And the Rockies lead it 1-0, 1-7 in the first two games of the series. And the 0-1 pitch hit in the air to deep left field. This one going to go into the second deck in left field. Pitch on the way to the left-hand hitter. McMahon skies one to right field pretty deep. Fernando backing up, checking where he is. At the wall, leaping up, gonna go. Moonshot to right for McMahon. Gonna be a two-run double for Jordan Beck. Ezekiel Tovar leads off. First pitch swinging, hits one to deep left field and gone. 2-0 hit in the air to deep left field. He will watch. It's gonna go. This is a three-run home run for Hunter Goodman. His first hit of the year. Rockies have won six in a row. They beat the Padres tonight 6-3. A nightmare eighth inning for the Padres as the Rockies put up six. The Rockies have come to town and taken game one of this series by a final of 5-2. And the Rockies hold on for a 5-4 win. A game-winning sac fly for Ryan McMahon. Final score here tonight, the Rockies 7. And the Padres 2. RBI single, Charlie Blackman. Second deck. A home run for Charlie Blackman. Charlie Blackman again continues to terrorize the Padres. A two-run homer.
This is more than just three games in April. This is our f***ing World Series.
Paulie understood the assignment this morning. Welcome in, Bennett Woods.
No
97.3 The Fan.
No chance the Padres don't take the Rockies seriously now.
Ooh, man. As I said, Paulie understood the assignment. This is, and I hope the fellas understand the assignment. Colorado Rockies coming in town today. And I'm not going to issue them a warm welcome to San Diego. Come in here, drop three, and get the hell out of here. All right, that's what I want. Welcome in, everybody. Yeah, we're just having a little fun this morning. We're trying to do the old reverse jinx. But yeah, World Series game one tonight, Petco Park. Looking forward to that very, very much. Welcome in on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. It is roast day. Benny and I going over some of our material for tonight. Sounds good. I'm going to tell you right now. Sounds good. We'll see how the crowd is out there tonight, but I'm getting really excited about it. So I hope you guys didn't get too mad about that that open today. Should we play the regular open just so we get the good vibes?
It's long. We've already started the show.
Well, give me something. Like maybe the old open, anything. Just I feel like
do the show, bitch.
No, not that. Some music or something. No? All right. I just feel like I was raw dogged that whole open.
It was your idea.
It was my idea.
It was your idea.
Paulie really crushed it.
You got to sit with it now.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess I'll sit in it.
And you stew with it like all of the tier ones are sitting and stewing. I had no idea how long. How long was that?
Oh,
that was like two minutes almost. Yeah, 90 seconds of Rockies versus Padres agonizing highlights.
But it wasn't hard to find. Yeah.
It doesn't take that long.
Doesn't take that long. Those pesky, pesky Rockies. I feel like I pooped my pants and I have to sit in it now for 15 more minutes. Everybody, let's introduce the show. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Like I'm looking at the comments. Hey, don't shoot the messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger. Shoot me if you want to get somebody. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. How are you, Benjamin?
I'm good. I actually appreciate your sense of humor
Thank you.
Do think it's important, obviously, that the Padres take this series very seriously.
100%. They absolutely have to. They have to. As I mentioned before, it is roast day today. We're going to be roasting my father-in-law tonight.
Do we get to eat roast as well? Are they going, like, leaning into that? Will they be serving
I don't know
roast?
That you serve roast at a roast. I think that's a little campy.
Yeah.
But I promise you this. It's going to be really good food and drink. Ah. That I promise you. It's top shelf, my friend. My mother-in-law.
75th birthday.
Yeah, dude. It's a big one. Yeah. It's a big one. I love my father-in-law a lot, man. He's a really kind guy. And I'm a little bit nervous. I am in roast, but I'm in roast mode at home, which is a problem. My wife said to me last night, busy day, like massively busy day for both of us. I didn't get home to my house. I left my house at 4, didn't get home till like 4:30, we went and grabbed some sushi early, and we got home, and she looked at me, and she's, like, doing all this stuff, and she goes, she looked at her watch, she goes, I don't know, like, I feel like I want to lay down. I go, yeah, it's about that time, because she's been known to drop a nap, and she looked at me, and she goes, what's your problem? I was like, I'm in roast mode, what do you want from me? Like, I'm trying to get in character
right
now.
How do your kids feel about that? Are you allowed to roast 7 and 4 year olds, or?
Oh, am I ever, dude. I mean, so we have one of our dear friends, Corey Stewart, his daughter will watch our children from a couple days a week. She'll pick them up from school, and she's amazing, just incredible at what she does. The kids love her. Taylor, lately, though, has turned into an absolute, I hope he's not listening, he probably is, he's a sweet angel, he's a demon, straight up. And he does it, the worst part about it, he does it all with a smile. Driving in the car yesterday, they went to see a movie. They went to see Minecraft. And they are driving home from the movie. Taylor is unbuckling Bo's seatbelt. He's just a little nuisance. Like and Bo's like, stop unbuckling my seatbelt. He leans over. He's pinching him. He's spat on him. Like
Taylor roasts me all the time.
Taylor roasts you all time.
He's got that whatever it is.
But you guys hate each other. These are brothers.
Yeah, these are brothers. So I'm telling you, Riley walks in. She's like, Taylor is in big trouble. He got in so much trouble. So much trouble.
Don't worry. Hannah says they're not listening because they're watching Coming to America.
Oh. To be loved. To be loved.
She's
they're not listening.
Queen.
That's great. Great. That's 6 o'clock in the morning. Coming to America. So
whatever happened to Sesame Street?
Right. Bluey, right? God, that's good, though.
The kids not have Barney anymore.
I like that they're raised on good comedy. That's a really good comedy. Eddie Murphy, 100%. I was. I've turned out fine. But it was so bad. Today, they were, because Hannah's got some stuff to do. I've got the roast thing. Today, they were going to go to Belmont Park, the three of them. He was so bad that we are making him go to school today. He's got to go to school, and he missed out on laser tag and roller coasters and cotton candy and the whole bit. Now,
you monsters.
We agonized. Paulie agonized over it. But Riley was like, I'll see you tomorrow, Bo, and like walked out the door. And I was like, sorry, bro. You lost your privileges. Trying to teach him about consequences and all that. And he's bummed. I mean, he was really...
This will leave him an impression, I'm sure.
I think it will. And it's like, that's the hardest part of parenting is like actually trying to mete out punishment, you know, that is going to work and isn't unnecessarily cruel. But like after two pretty bad days with her this week, buddy, I'm sorry. You got to treat, you know, I treat everybody with respect, but you know, especially Riley. Riley does a lot for you.
It's good parenting.
It's good hard, parenting. Dude. It's so
good parenting is hard parenting.
It really is.
Usually you're making life harder for yourself.
That's
you're
right.
Trying to enforce consequences.
It's exactly right. And, you know, he missed out on a really fun day. He would have gotten to miss school, go to Belmont Park with his brother. play laser tag, ride the rides, all that. Sorry, pal. You got to learn. You got to learn now. The consequences. What do I say all the time? Actions have consequence. No, consequences have actions.
You do say
right.
that. Yeah.
There it is.
Nailed incorrectly.
It. Nailed it. So that's all I got. That's all I got. I am. I'm ready to get this series going. I'm ready to get this roast over. And I did tell you guys, if the Padres find a way to sweep this series, I will let you crack egg on my face. You can smash an egg on my face on Monday.
Two out of three?
No, sweep.
Sweep.
Yeah, sweep.
It's expensive nowadays.
I don't know.
How about a potato? Yeah. You guys can crack a potato on my forehead. Yeah. Slam it.
You got your tux ready for tonight?
I do.
I'm picking mine up from the tailor after the show.
Picked mine up yesterday. I got to tell you, man, I'm gonna like the way I look. I guarantee it. From Old Men's Warehouse.
Old George Zimmer.
Old
got
George
you
Zimmer
up.
Got me dialed in. It's sharp. I will look actually like San Diego's concierge when you see me in my tuxedo. I think that will really play up to the new moniker that I've been given, San Diego's concierge. We have different looking tuxes. We'll make sure to post pictures on social media tonight. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I'm excited. Putting it on a tux is not. They made me go try it on, which I didn't want to do. I was like, I trust you guys. But they're like, no, you got to try it on in case there's any last minute adjustments.
Right.
There weren't.
Are you bow tie or are you
bow tie?
Bow tie.
Bow tie.
Yeah, bow tie too. Yourself or is it one of those pre-tied
clip-ons?
Yeah,
that's what
I got too.
Yeah,
I've got one of each, but I have no idea how to tie the actual bow tie.
No chance. I have always thought the look where the bow tie hangs loose is a pretty cool look.
At the end of the night. Yeah.
Yeah. You've just picked some dame up.
Frank Sinatra style.
You're both sharing a Marlboro and a glass of whiskey, and you've just picked her up, and you're about to head back to your place. And the bow tie is kind of hanging down.
I think hard it looks, night of crooning.
Yeah. I think it looks pretty cool. I think it looks really, really cool. Carl, I'm not the self-proclaimed concierge, my friend. That nickname was given to me by Corey Stewart. He's at San Diego's concierge. I didn't ask for this role, but I got it. I get it. I get it every time, every single day. I get some question asking me to be a concierge. Our buddy, Brian Sims, I'm not putting him on blast, but I love Brian Sims. This is a typical day in the life of Woodsy.
That Woods gets on, gets texted or social media requests, and I don't get them, but you seem to get them all the time.
Just so you guys don't think that I'm joking with you. So here's one I got Wednesday. Can I bother you for a question? I got mom and dad tickets in the Premier Club, section PCJ. Here's the row and seats.
Cool.
For the Cubs day game, but I don't know what bar they can go into that comes with that. Do you know? And I said, honestly, I have no idea. Isn't it just called like the Premier Club bar or like the Lexus bar? But I said, I honestly don't know. I've never gotten tickets in there.
Well, isn't
that one with the big glass doors and windows?
I think so.
Right off the main concourse.
I mean, sometimes you get access to other places in the ballpark, but you're not like a ticket agent for the San Diego Padres who has all those details at your fingertips.
No, but see, like Brian gets a pass. Brian's come in, he's shot photos for us,
Yeah.
Literally, he's the best.
Yeah.
But I get those questions a lot. I got another one last night. You want to hear this one?
Sure.
This is a great one. Guy that used to work here, and I don't know what he does now. I think he's in the baseball card industry. I got a text last night that said, hey, Woodsy, I'm interviewing Jackson Merrill in a few weeks. Any tips on how to prep? And which that kind of makes sense. I'm in media, like I've interviewed him before, but I wrote him back. I go,
think of some questions.
I said, dude, I've never prepped for an interview in my entire life. I said, you're actually in good shape because Jackson's a really easy, fun conversation. So don't sweat it. He goes, oh, okay. Thanks, bro. what do you want me to say? Like, you want me to write your question?
I don't know. Am I missing some deeper? Have I been doing it wrong all this other time? When we have someone coming on the show,
should we be preparing questions?
Well, I sometimes think of a couple of questions I want to ask of the person I'm about to interview. Beyond that,
I don't know.
I mean, you should know who you're interviewing, but Jackson Merrill, it's fairly obvious who Jackson Merrill is. He's the center fielder for the San Diego Padres. We all know who Jackson Merrill is. You're not
Hi, this is Jackson Merrill.
Your job interviewing Jackson to this point is not to, hey, audience, meet Jackson Merrill and
he
tell
is
who
center
he is.
Center fielder for the San Diego Padres.
We know that. Yeah. So you're trying to, you know, you're trying to get some sort of information, new information from Jackson, hopefully, that is interesting to whatever audience you're trying to serve.
But again, you're asking the wrong guy. I prepare nothing, ever. Like, I'm amazed I have notes for tonight's roast. Megan, Paulie's wife in the chat, says, man, I feel bad for asking you to marry us. That's the hard part about being a concierge. There's many things that I am honored and proud to do, and then there's many things I want nothing to do with. How do you discern which one? I introduced Paulie and Megan. I would have been offended had you asked anybody else to marry you. You know what I'm saying? So... it's just, it is the lot, my lot in life.
KG says, can you mail me an apostrophe
no,
from the team store?
Cannot.
You got that request? That was a period, actually.
That was a period.
But yeah, he got that request at some point.
I'm not going to do
a very concierge-y request.
John A. says, why such negativity to start the morning? Our boys have got this, and it's payday Friday. John, have you ever heard of the concept of reverse psychology? I want these guys terrified tonight to play the Colorado Rockies. I want them to come out and put their foot on their throats and squeeze. I want them to just squeeze these guys. I want them to impose their will on the Colorado
You're
Rockies.
Big reverse psychology.
It's the only way I get through life. It's literally the only way I get through my day is reverse psychologizing myself the whole day. Setting myself up for disappointment and hoping for
now,
the best.
You realize that you have no impact on the Padres and the Rockies.
Zero, and neither does that show open.
And neither does the show open. Now, how the Padres approach this game is, you know, could be somewhat important. But I agree that you shouldn't necessarily worry about the Padres. They will take these games quite seriously.
Sure.
I have no doubt. Under Mike Schilt, we have seen a kind of a 180-degree change in the San Diego Padres.
Yes.
It doesn't mean they're going to win the games necessarily. It's baseball. Weird things happen. But they will approach these games as they do every game. You know, this is one game. We need to do everything we can to win the games. I'm not sure there's a manager in baseball who's more of a every game is game seven of the World Series. You know, maybe not in terms of pitcher availability. Mike Schilt still thinks about the consequences for the next day, you know, because you have to. But otherwise, it's like, you know, he takes every move in every game incredibly seriously. He doesn't all of a sudden think, yeah, let's try this, you know, just on a whim.
Yeah,
he has a plan. He sticks with his plan, and he does what he thinks gives his team the best chance to win every single night.
Yeah, I don't think the guys went out and got, like, hammered last night because it's the lowly Rockies coming to town. I know they're going to take it seriously. I just, as past history has indicated, and we've talked about it a lot this week, we talked about it on the roundtable yesterday, that these, for whatever reason, you know, Tony Gwynn Jr. was talking about, man, just for whatever reason, every team has that team. You got to reverse that curse, man, and because they are not a good baseball team. They're not, and we are. And we have to act like it. At home, in front of our home crowd, you got to lay the wood to these guys, man. So that's all I'm saying, my friends. That's it.
We will, of course, talk about the upcoming homestand for the San Diego Padres. We will set the menu for the rest of the program.
It's a busy one.
It is a Friar Friday, so it is a busy Friar Friday as we have multiple guests, all of whom will be speaking on your favorite baseball team, the San Diego Padres, this morning. So hopefully we'll make it a good one. It's Ben and Woods. Still some fog out there in parts of San Diego, so be careful if you're driving into work early in the morning. We want to make sure all the Tier 1s make it to the weekend and back to Monday morning safely. Kelly will check all of your traffic here in just a moment with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm going to tell you about Prize Picks. Get going this weekend with Prize Picks. How about if you're watching the golf from Augusta, you can put together Prize Picks lineups with all of your favorite golfers, whether it's more or less on their total score or birdies on the front nine. You can combine golfers together. You can combine golfers with baseball players and do a golf/San Diego baseball Prize Picks lineup. It's just you against the numbers. You're setting lineups between two and six players, and you can win up to 1,000 times your cash by running your game with Prize Picks. It's fun. It's easy. I've been doing it for about a year, really enjoying it. You know, you can play as often or as little as you want. I sometimes play once or twice a week. Some people play three or four lineups a day. It's all up to you. Just make sure that when you sign up, You download the app and use the code KWFN to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Run your game with Prize Picks. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. All right, no game to talk about last night, but we're still going to fill our morning with Padres baseball on a Friar Friday. Welcome back, Tier 1. Spencer Woods with you.
We're jam-packed.
We are with jam-packed this morning.
Padres baseball.
Let's start. Paulie, if you can get the sounder ready, want to remind everyone that we have another pair of tickets to give away at some point this morning for the Aloha shirt giveaway on Monday against the Chicago Cubs, presented by Motorola. First 40,000 Padres fans in attendance. You've seen Don and Mud modeling this.
And me.
Oh, once or twice. Yeah, and Woods, but once or twice over the last week. When you hear the sounder for some island time.
Oh, yeah, the Padres won. If you're seeing this rhyme, your team got smoked. Yeah, yeah. That's right, the Padres won. Oh, yeah, the Padres won.
What'd that cost us? Like $30?
We didn't pay for that.
Oh, we didn't?
Somebody else.
Donated
to us.
It was a cameo.
Cameo for us. So we've got the Island Boys are going to, next time you hear that, could be any time between now and the end of the show. Paulie's got full discretion on when he plays that.
Yep.
You'll be the fifth caller at 833-288-0973. Fifth caller at 833-288-0973 to win the Padres tickets to Monday's game. You can get your tickets by going to Padres.com/tickets. All right, as for our show, we have actually a triple guest Friar Friday coming up at 7:35 this morning. Our friend Clark Ferentold from Mad Friars is going to be with us. Padres have had a couple of their top prospect pitchers make their minor league baseball debuts this past week, including one last night in Boston Bateman, who threw for the first time.
Big boy.
Clark's going to give us an update on the Padres in the minor leagues. Coming up at 8:35, our official Friar Friday management report guest this week is Josh Stein, Padres assistant general manager. Talk about getting that Jackson Merrill contract extension done. And, you know, he can also speak on some of the guys coming up for the San Diego Padres. But I think as the analysis of that deal is coming out, the Padres front office is coming off looking really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, ranked by most baseball experts as a very team-friendly deal, getting Jackson Merrill locked up for the next essentially decade, including this year now, with the 9-year contract extension. And people are celebrating the Padres front office for being really smart and forward-thinking on this one.
Yeah, I love the foresight by the San Diego Padres and getting this kid locked down. I mean, you know, obviously he's on the IL right now. We miss him terribly, terribly, and not watching him play is pretty excruciating because you just get used to it. But yeah, you hope he's okay, gets through this thing no problem, and no looking back for Jackson Merrill, Benny. But yeah, Steiner's great, man. He knows all the ins and outs of what's going on. Always fun to talk to him too about what it's like working for AJ. Like, you think I rule with an iron fist, right? Imagine that guy. At least I'm not texting you at like 2 in the morning.
I don't get the sense that AJ rules with an iron fist. Do you? I get the sense that AJ
is unorthodox.
No. Yeah. That's not what I mean. Right. It's a bad phrase to mean you're always on call.
Well,
I don't mean like I'm the boss. Yeah. No.
I think if you worked for AJ, you feel a very internal sense of pressure to try to keep up with AJ Preller.
Yeah.
Knowing how constantly he's always working. And I would imagine if it was me, you know, if I'm all of a sudden just taking one night a week, like, hey, I think I'm just going to take an early night tonight and, you know, have dinner with the family and, you know, turn my cell phone off for a few hours, I'd feel guilty pretty quickly knowing AJ's not doing that.
You know what's funny?
He's still working, scouting somewhere on a plane somewhere. Yeah, going to the minor league somewhere.
You would be better suited working for AJ Preller than I would. And I believe that. Because I would absolutely be like, sorry, dude. There's no way I'm missing Little League tonight. You know what I mean? There's no chance. No chance.
I think AJ would tell you, of course, go watch your kid play Little League. I think he's a human being. Pretty sure, actually. Hmm. But you know, in his own life, he's just
24/7.
All baseball.
Yeah, which I love.
So I think I would imagine I if for, I worked
I love,
for him.
I love that for us.
It would feel it would feel awkward to have a life of your own when he doesn't have one.
I think that's the point, too. Of like, you start to feel guilty, like, this guy's working 19 to 20 hours a day. Like,
I hope he understands that most people can't do that and shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But he can. And, you know, I think the Padres are better off for it, thanks to AJ's dedication. But we'll talk to Josh Stein in our management report on a Friar Friday coming up at 8:35. And, of course, Friday is our new in-season Sammy slot.
Sammy!
So we will chat with Sam Levitt as he gets ready for the six-game homestand. Padres taking on the Rockies and the Chicago Cubs coming into Petco Park. Padres with the 10-3 record, still best record in all of baseball as we head into the third week of the Major League Baseball season. Rest of the show means regular features like Don't Do This, Take on Woods on a Friday, and our Rindle Report, and then we'll get you out at 10 o'clock, and we will get to our weekend and our roast tonight.
We might have a new bit, too, that came through via text last night that really, really tickled Pink from Paulie Rindle. Paulie Rindle, the catalyst for potentially a new, you know, a little mini segment on Ben and Woods that really, really made me happy.
But we'll start out, just when we come back, some overall look ahead to the weekend, the series, pitching matchups, preview. It says here on my notes, the mighty Colorado Rockies in town for the weekend.
It's a big game.
And it is a big game, and we'll talk about
some
of the matchups.
They started the S. We got to finish the S.
Yeah, they started some S. We got to finish the S.
We will get into that. Maybe a little Masters talk as well at some point, since it is day two at Augusta National Golf Club. So we'll get to all of that coming up with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First of all, if you want to get something done before the weekend to get it off your plate, maybe you've been trying to ignore it, maybe you just don't want to think about it, but trustandwill.com's got you covered very easily. You can get your estate documents in order, no matter how old you are. I don't know, even if you're in your 40s like us, you really should have a will or a trust to set your wishes down just in case something does happen to you.
You know, we're roasting my father-in-law tonight, and my whole mission is to stay in the will after we're done, right?
Yeah.
And, but no, listen, in all seriousness, it's something that everybody needs to do. Put it off for a long, long time. Trust and Will makes it so easy. Make sure you check out the trust. Stay out of probate court. Don't want a lengthy, expensive process. After you've passed away, you don't want to put your family through that. So make sure you check that out as well. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out. F-A-N, FAN. Again, trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN. You'll get 20% off and free shipping of your estate documents. So very simple to do. Ben and I did it. You guys can do it, too. Just get it. Knock it off your plate. Call it a day by going to trustandwill.com. Use that code FAN for 20% off.
Pat Boyle, just with some shade at Justin Rose, doesn't think he's going to be able to hold on to the lead at Augusta National.
No, he was talking about Rory, wasn't he?
No, he was talking about Justin Rose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he thinks Scottie Scheffler will chase him down. I will say, at the Masters, Justin Rose is the only one of the top 10 who has teed off this morning. Birdied the second hole. His lead is up to 4 shots.
Wow.
He is 8 under par. No one else in the tournament is better than 4 under par.
Jeez.
But there's still a long way to go.
Long way to go. Early Friday.
I mean, I saw a stat. Only 26 golfers in major history have ever had at least a 3-shot lead after the first round, as Justin Rose did at 7 under yesterday. 11 of them have gone on to win. So it's still...
So 15 haven't.
It's still more likely you don't win. And think about it. Even if you're 3 up, there's 3 rounds left. All you have to do is beat him by 1 every day if you're Scottie Scheffler or Ludvig Åberg or Corey Connors, who are tied for second, and you can catch him. You know, he has one bad day. He can fall immediately down, but he's off to a good start today after what was an interesting first round yesterday.
Conditions supposed to get a little nastier today.
A little windier.
Oh, my God.
In the afternoon.
Oh, my God. Throwing wind out there on that track is insane. You guys are playing golf today.
We're playing golf. Paulie and I are going to be playing with our friends Foster and Jason Finley from Callaway.
You guys aren't going to stick Finley with Foster in the card, are you?
Oh, we've been having lots of discussion about this.
Internal discussion.
What to do. I mean, it would make sense for Ben and I to ride together.
It would.
We're buddies.
You guys are buddies.
Everybody's buddies. I would have no problem riding with Foster or Jason Finley.
I think it'd be funny to put Ben with Foster.
Maybe I'll walk and just get Foster his own card. I do like walking.
Ben, why are you walking, boy? Come on in with old Foster.
Oh. It's actually It's actually a possibility. You know, it's, you got the card, so
no,
you hop
don't be
on,
that guy.
I like
to walk. I understand it, but
it's good exercise.
Don't be that guy where everyone else is riding and you're like, I'm going to walk.
You're going to make us try to make us feel bad.
Yeah,
yeah.
Trying to make anybody feel bad.
Go ahead, fatties. I'll be walking.
Is that really what you think when I walk, that I'm trying to make you feel bad
two
for
things.
Driving?
A little bit. I think you're cheap, number one. The number one thing I think is he's going to pay for a cart. That's number one.
That's not true. It's usually included in the green fees at most places.
Not necessarily, buddy. Actually, no.
I think at a place like La Costa, it's included. So
I don't think so.
Because I like...
Just ride.
I like...
Don't be different.
I play better when I walk.
Be the same.
I play...
Fit in.
I play better when I walk. Plus, you get the benefit of the steps. Get in your steps, as Caitlin says. You're like 14,000 steps in when you walk a golf course, 18 holes.
I still get a lot of steps in when I ride.
You do. It's like cart path only.
Yeah, steps in. But, you know, carrying the bag and walking a course is a good workout.
It really is. I mean, there's no doubt. It's a long track, though.
And I do take the time as I'm walking from one shot to the next. And I always keep up. I never fall behind the cart riders when I walk. And it allows me to get into the frame of mind for the next shot. I'm kind of thinking about it. When you just kind of
you,
pull up. And you're,
you and you're thinking ahead always.
Think ahead.
We just had this conversation.
I know.
Why don't you be in the moment with your friends in the cart? That's what I'm telling you.
You think Justin Rose is in the moment right now? Or you think he thinks ahead for each shot as he's going?
He's also playing in the Masters and leading.
I like to think of my golf as a serious endeavor.
Too. I do too.
When I'm out there.
When I play, I
you know what's fun about golf? Shooting well.
Yeah,
it's not
well.
That fun when you shoot 94. I want to break 80. And I got to think about it if I'm going to do that.
I hear you.
You know, it wasn't that fun for Rory McIlroy on the back nine yesterday. Rory, who's going for the career Grand Slam, still the elusive green jacket that he hasn't won. And he's on, about a decade of chances to try to get it. He was having a great opening round.
Yep.
He was 4-under going into the reachable par 5 15th hole yesterday. Hit a great drive, had an iron in, hit a beautiful-looking iron to the green. It looked like he was going to have an eagle putt to get to 6-under. Bounces, rolls over the green because that green is new and it's a little bit hard. A lot of guys were doing that. Chips it back, and again, the hard green got him because it didn't check up and it just rolled past the pin. And trickled all the way down into the water, ends up making a double bogey, and then goes over 17, makes another double bogey, and poof, all the good work
gone.
Of 4-under gone.
Just
and,
like that.
And he's back to even, and he's 8 off the lead right now. He's not out of it, but he is certainly in a much tougher spot than he could have been. If he had just parred his way in at 4-under,
he's
tied
great.
With Scotty. He's in great shape, but now he's got a lot of catching up to do. In the next three rounds.
Trust me, as somebody that picked him in my pick dynasty, I was pretty excruciating to watch yesterday.
He tees off in about 15 minutes,
yep.
So Rory will be playing this morning to try to take advantage of the good conditions. That's that's the benefit, but he's got a lot of strokes to make up after the couple of double bogeys yesterday. On a local watch quickly, Xander Schauffele made 5 birdies, which was great, but he made 6 bogeys, which was not, so he shot 1 over in his first round, and the kid, the amateur who plays at San Diego State, Justin Hastings, only made 1 birdie. He was actually still, I think, 1 over going into 16, and he finished with a double bogey and a bogey, so he ended up at 4 over. Not terrible for your first round in a major at Augusta National, tied for 70th, but it looks like the cut line projected around 2 over, so going to have some work to do today to make the cut. So there's your little Masters update. We're going to check traffic, and then we will talk about the Padres' upcoming series against the Colorado Rockies, including big night for, I think, tonight's starting pitcher, who's trying to bounce back from his last outing. We'll get to that after Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Padres did make a trade yesterday.
Yeah.
Only the second one AJ has made since the end of last season. Neither of them were blockbusters, to be sure. There was the Ron Marinaccio trade.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
And now the Tom Cosgrove trade. And Tom, of course, was DFA'd last week to make room on the 40-man roster for Oscar Gonzalez. So he could have been claimed by any team. The Cubs decided to essentially move up to the front of the line by offering some cash considerations for Tom Cosgrove, and they put him on their 40-man roster. So they get to skip the line, and you you can make that trade before the waivers go through, and that way you don't you get something for him rather than nothing.
Fairly surprising the fall off of Tom Cosgrove the last couple of seasons. I mean, he was a really effective pitcher for us, and had, in my opinion, pretty bright future. Now, he probably still has a pretty bright future. He's a left-hander that can, you know, can move the ball around, and he owned Shohei Ohtani. I mean, it was like our Tanner Scott before Tanner Scott got here. But for whatever reason, man, it just did not click last season and to start this year. So wish Tom very well. You know, good luck to you, and thanks for the cash considerations.
You know, Jed Hoyer is hoping this is Jeremiah Estrada in reverse.
Correct. It's not. I feel pretty confident in saying I'd
rather let this guy go. They didn't know what they had. We're going to fix him up just a little bit, and he's going to be a sensational setup reliever for us in the future.
It'll be interesting to see if it's the standard old new scenery.
Yeah, change of scenery.
Things,
yeah.
Or is it? He was fun to watch. He was good.
Yeah, he was the bulldog. Man.
They just figure him out.
He does good stuff. I think the command, he just wasn't locating. Yeah. And maybe a different voice. You know, usually Ruben's voice is the best voice in the you're going to get. But occasionally, for whatever reason, a different voice just clicks in someone's head. And, yeah. I agree with you, Woods. Wish Tom Cosgrove the best in his new...
Go get him.
His new organization.
Take it easy on us when we play you next week.
That would be nice. Yeah. All right, Padres and Rockies tonight. And I think it's a big start for Nick Pivetta. He had such a great debut.
Nick QP, huh?
in his first outing of the season against the Braves. And then not a very good outing in his second effort against the Cubs.
No. Really I mean, look, Nicky P has the stuff to be really successful at the big league level.
Sunday night baseball starts.
It was so good. I mean, electric. Just spectacular. And you know, now pitching back at Petco Park, where he was really, really good. I mean, again, you get a little bit of a pass pitching in Chicago that day. It was not great. It was not comfortable. Couldn't really locate. Couldn't find the grip on the ball. Just was not good. So, but hey, listen, got a chance to redeem himself tonight. Got some guys in the Rockies lineup that have seen him a little bit before. Chris Bryant, is he healthy? Is he playing for the Rockies? Like,
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. I just kind of going with the odds on that.
Oh, she's literally rolling the dice on that.
He pinch hit yesterday.
Right, okay. So he's available.
He's hit Pivetta pretty well. But back on the other side, we're going to be taking on Herman Marquez.
Padre killer. But he's wearing a Rockies uniform, so that's implied. Usually.
Got guys in our lineup that have hit him very well also. Jake Cronenworth being one of them. Jason Hayward being one of them. Yuli Gurriel's got a good average.
I think his ERA,
as well.
His career ERA against the Padres is like 4.5, which isn't that impressive. Yeah. But considering some of those games are at Coors Field, I don't think the Padres have ever beaten him. Like, I handed him an L.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever actually beaten Herman Marquez. So, yeah. Yeah, first game of the series, I think, is the critical game. Tomorrow might be one of those more offensive games. We'll see if Kyle Hart can bounce back from his really short outing at Wrigley Field when he goes for the Padres. Chase Dahlander, who's got a 7.2 ERA, is going for the Rockies.
They got us right where they want us.
And then Sunday, Michael King returns to the mound. You feel good about Michael King, but Kyle Freeland, who may be the biggest Padre killer in their rotation, gets to go on Sunday. So the Rockies are fairly well set up coming into this series, at least with a couple of guys that they should feel pretty good about on the mound.
Herman Marquez, by the way, is 10-3 against the Padres in his career.
Okay, so they have beaten them. That's good.
Wow. 10-3.
It's not 10-0.
4-3-8.
Not 13-0. You know, obviously a big question tonight is, what's that lineup look like? Right?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Is it just Jackson Merrill who's out, or is Fernando Tatis Jr. or Jake Cronenworth still unavailable after their issues in Sacramento?
Oh, and then that begs the question, too, of, you know, that leaves you again with a very thin bench, a very, very thin bench moving forward. So hopefully I'm crossing my fingers that at least one of those guys is back in the lineup tonight, preferably Tatis. Nothing against Jake, obviously, but you know, the Fernando Tatis Jr., that's just one where Man, that would be really hard to overcome that, you know, an IL stent for Fernando. But again, it's that shoulder, man, and we're just hoping that it's fine. Couple days off, and that he's ready to jam.
Did see the Rockies bounced back. They lost 17-2 on Wednesday, but they did bounce back and beat the Brewers 7-2 with a 5-run eighth inning to avoid the sweep, just their third win of the season. Maybe the most concerning part is Brenton Doyle, who I think is their best player, getting hot. He went 3-for-5 with his third home run, drove in 5 runs in that game. So you want to make sure he's not having a huge series now coming into Petco Park, because he's definitely one of those guys in the lineup that can beat you if you let him get hot over the weekend.
I'm legit considering just not even watching at all. You guys just fill me in on Monday how it went. I mean, I'm fairly busy this weekend anyway.
Tonight you'll be on stage roasting.
That's right.
So we'll maybe see the first inning or two and then catch up after the roast is over and watch the end of the game.
Yeah. But
yeah, we will definitely miss some of that. We're going on Saturday, though, right? Aren't you going to?
Yes.
Yes. So you can't skip that one.
I don't have to watch.
You don't.
So just eat.
You just eat. We're going to be
base it on the reaction of the crowd.
So we're actually, can we tell everybody what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are actually, the Padres wanted us to come and try some of their new food items, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to be sitting in the entertainment suite, which is the one in the Western Metals building. It's in the store. You go like into the team store.
Yeah.
And we get to meet the chef at Petco, like the head chef at Petco Park. I'm sure we'll post some social media links, make everybody jealous.
Sure, that's why they asked us to
looking
come.
Looking very forward to an experience on Saturday with the San Diego Padres and their head chef.
I really want the banana bread pudding. That's I want that. Like
I still
more
haven't really seen anyone with an actual
I have.
Review.
I heard it's
Sammy had it.
Absolutely
it?
Phenomenal.
Oh, good. Okay,
yeah.
in a little helmet.
In a little helmet.
Way better than a...
Than ice cream or something?
A soft serve ice cream sundae with, you know, Hershey's chocolate sauce.
No, I'm excited about that as well. It's going to be a packed house, certainly. And we will, our Tier 1 Rod that won the biggest fan is going to be in the house on Sunday in the Odyssey Suite. And Rod, my deepest condolences. I cannot make it that day, but I wish you guys a great, great time up in the Odyssey Suite. Don't go crazy. Up there.
Go a little crazy.
Yeah, but just, you know, no lampshades on the head or anything like
that. Right, right. I mean, you know.
No candle wax on the nipples.
Represent the Tier 1s and the Ben Woods program, you know, with honor.
That's right.
But have fun.
Have fun.
You know, it's not like every day that you get to...
Sit in the suite. It's a good time.
I mean, we're getting to do it this weekend as well.
Right.
Different suite. You're going to have a lot of fun.
A better suite.
You actually have a way better view of the game.
Yeah.
In the Odyssey Suite is right.
But we may catch a home run tonight.
Right by home
probably
plate.
Brenton Doyle, if I had to guess. There's a decent chance we catch a
right-hand line drive down the line.
Yeah, 100%.
Head on a swivel when you're out there. Those balls come in hot.
Yeah, buddy.
Down in the corner. So you definitely have to be paying attention Saturday night when we're down there. So,
yeah. Have fun. Have fun up there, Rod, you and your cronies.
Any advice for maximizing your suite night, because you've done the suite a few times.
You really just can't go wrong. I mean, sometimes I'll sit inside and watch the game on TV. Sometimes I'll go sit in the seats and watch the game on the
field. There's like two rows of seats with a little table in front.
Right. So you can bring standing area behind that.
Your food out there.
Just have a great
private bathroom.
Yeah,
in
private
the
bathroom.
Suite, and the game is on television. You can actually choose like different channels and feeds, I believe.
Yeah, it's great.
Of the game. They'll all hook you up when you're in there. They'll figure out, you know, show you how to use everything. And
DJ says in the chat, why are you guys sweating the Rockies? You do know that Charlie Blackman retired.
We're not sure that it's just a Charlie Blackman thing.
But they've dominated us for the last 5 years. Yep. And I was looking at, like, Marquez's numbers. He's 10-3 against the Padres. The next highest team in wins is the Diamondbacks with 6. Like, so he has dominated the Padres.
You missed the roundtable. I actually went further back. I went all the way back to 2010. And the Padres are, like, more than double-digit games under 500 against the Rockies in the last 16 years. And the Rockies have been bad over those 16 years. They had 2 playoff teams in that entire stretch and otherwise have mostly been a bottom of the NL West team. And the Padres can't even play 500 ball against them.
Crazy.
It's really mind-blowing.
Yep. Buddy Black is in town. He lives in Solana Beach. Buddy, if you're listening to the program, welcome back to San Diego.
He does say he listens when he's in town.
I know, which is great. Yeah. He's probably laughing right now, listening to us panic about his Rockies.
There's also, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, and then there's also something to it.
Yeah, there's a behind...
This isn't like didn't the A's sweep us last year or something?
The Angels.
Angels. Right? Yeah. We're not acting the Rockies, like that's right? The biggest deal. Yeah. This is a division team that has just owned us for the last 16 years, apparently.
It was late April last year. It was the game they blew, that they had the big lead, and then they went on to get swept in the series. That it was awful.
Awful.
Killer.
Low moment of the season last year, I'd say. Until 24 scoreless, but regular season. All right, we'll come back. Hour number two, we got Don't Do This. Clark Ferentold from Mad Friars is going to join us as well. Stick around. Ben and Woods continuing on a Friar Friday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.